Welcome, one and all, to the Moon Down Radio Holiday 2011 Special. I am your host, Audrey. My plan is to entertain you for the next 2 hours. Then I will crush, kill, and destroy all human civilization as we know it. So sit back and relax and let the sound bleed through your ears. Before we get to any more music, here is a reenactment of Angels with Even Filthier Souls from the movie Home Alone 2. Enjoy.
Hold it right there.
It's me, Johnny.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator.
It's Gardenias, Johnny. Your favorite.
You was here last night too, wasn't you?
I was singing at the Blue Monkey last night.
You was here, and you was smooching with my brother.
That's a dirty rotten lie, Johnny.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, Little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony, Bob, Cliff. I could go on forever, baby.
You got me all wrong.
All right. I believe you, but my Tommy gun don't.
Johnny, you're the only duck in my pond.
Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
Baby, I'm over the moon for you.
You gotta do better than that.
If my love was an ocean, Lendy would have to take 2 planes to get across it.
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you to the count of 3 to get your lousy, lying, low down, floor flushing carcass out my door. 1, 2. Ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha. 3. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
Adventure! One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Auto descent. Hose control both auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
Service is fine and boundary. I can take it completely with my toe. My toe. I can take it completely with my toe. My toe.
Almost like a powder.
Moon down radio. Listen,
Radio.
Roger, tranquility. We copy on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. Okay, engine stop. Blue.
Moon.
Radio.
Small step, diameter, one or two inches.
Moon down.
Radio.
Jump. Radio.
Hey, everybody. We're here finally. Jeez, that was a slow start. Just getting used to all the equipment again. My name's Julian. I'm not here every day, so I don't know my way around too good. But you'll get used to it. Here with me tonight, Brian, the BK, the BCOM, dropping bombs like Saddam on your futon and your wonton soup. Yeah?
Hey.
How's it going, man?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit disheveled because I have a lot planned for tonight's show, and some of it's just not falling through right now.
Okay, what is it?
We were supposed to talk to my sisters. I guess I should probably introduce the show first. Let me do that. This is Moondown Radio filling in for Psychedelic Sandwich. So if you're looking for a tasty treat, you gotta look elsewhere, I guess.
Or Soca music.
Right, we're getting lots of calls tonight at the studio for Soca music. I don't know what that is. I can't help you. But the regular show that's regularly programmed will be here next week or in 2 weeks. I guess the guy's on vacation. But my name's Julian Sokol. Moondown Radio is a show I used to host for a number of years, maybe 2 years, 100-plus episodes consecutively.
Wow.
And I know. Not a dime I made. And still, no money tonight. But that's all right. We're here to have fun with you guys. If you want to call in and participate, 613-520-2528. Moondown Radio is an interactive radio show. So big announcements off the top is, of course, Brian is joining me here in studio as we take a look back at 2011 and the music of 2011.
That's good.
What? What do you mean? What did you just interrupt
me? I said, I don't want anything. I want this to be a wonderful show.
You sent me an email saying you wanted rabbits.
It was just a concept.
You wanted to let go of the rabbits in the studio or to raise rabbits or breed them or something.
We'll see if we get to any rabbits over the course of the show.
Because 2011 is year of the rabbits, so he's like, hey, Julian, I've got a crazy idea. Why don't we breed rabbits? All right. But I don't know if we have enough time for that.
We'll see.
So, yeah, we might be playing some music from every 12 years?
Every year of the rabbit.
Which comes
every,
around?
Every 12 years, dating back from 1915.
Okay. We're just playing, you know, we'll play some jams, we'll play some tunes. Actually, I should announce what will be on the show. Because Brian and I, our history goes so far back, we might be looking back to some of our shared experiences here at the station. But also, and by the way, I'm still expecting my Christmas present. But nevertheless, you can just tuck it under the tree.
I'm here.
When I'm sleeping.
What more do you want?
Real quickly, we'll announce what's on the show tonight. I'm going to be handing out the Sokol Sports Achievement Awards for the Wild and Wonky World of Sports of 2011. Peter White reviews the movie Turkish Star Wars. Also on tonight's show, Fecal Matters. That's our weekly brown banana-shaped segment. And we also discuss the art of bass fishing. First, I believe, I was going to turn to the phone lines and go to my sisters in Toronto because I had a little game to play with them. But then, lo and behold, one of my sisters kind of bailed on us. So I don't know. I don't exactly know if we should just go through with it. I guess, why don't we...
Is one of them available?
Yeah, we can give one a call.
Why don't we go with that one?
We'll give one a call.
The other one as we go, right?
Oh, great.
Call them both.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. I don't know how to stop this.
Gmail's getting a new look, everybody.
Shut up. I hope this works. Even this I haven't actually tested out since the last time I had a show, which was only a couple months ago. So...
Hello?
Hey, Elise, this is Julian.
What's up? What's going on?
You're on the airwaves of CKCU 93.1 FM. 25 megawatts of power. Are we at megawatts or kilowatts?
I'm not sure.
Kilowatts of power. We could be heard, I think, between the intersections of Hunt's Club and...
Hunt Club, I don't
and
think
Wellington.
So. I don't think we're getting it to Hunt Club.
Maybe not Hunt Club, but online we're worldwide. Elise, thanks for joining me. Is our other sister Celine there by chance?
No, she's just driving home from her crazy wild night. So
she was out partying, and now she's cheap.
So we've got,
but
we've
she,
got
hold
mom
up, shut up, shut
control.
Up, shut up.
Hey.
You have to listen, I'm the host, and I'm in a crummy mood.
I'm sick.
All right, then get off the phone. No, please don't get off the phone. We have nothing to talk about. So Celine is out partying. Is she actually driving the car or somebody driving her?
No, she's driving the car.
Oh, okay. So I cannot technically call her until she gets back. Is she driving back home right now?
Yeah, she left like 15 minutes ago.
So when would she be home? This is the worst conversation.
Mom, what do you think?
I think it's
1 o'clock. Mom, get off the phone. I don't want you on the phone right now. We're having a private conversation.
No, she's doing. Hey.
My mom's always eavesdropped on my conversation.
She hung up. You're so mean.
Tell mom she can come back later if she wants. I already talked to her today once. I don't need to talk to her twice.
Can you clear your audio? You sound very far away.
I sound muddled. It's not my fault. I'm new here. How's that?
Okay.
How do I sound now?
Okay. To be honest, not much of a change. No.
Well, I mean, maybe I should I call you on, should I hang up and call you on the phone? Can you really not hear me that well?
What do you mean call me on the phone? What are you calling me on now?
I'm calling on a computer.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting into okay, we'll hang up and call you again. Boy, okay, we're getting into the minutia. Really, really slow out of the gate tonight, Brian.
Are we even out of the gate? I think we're still in the gate.
We're still in the gate. We're struggling to our feet.
We're making plans for our show to go forward during our show.
Yeah, this sucks. We've wasted so much time, and we only have until 2 a.m. before
only
somebody else comes
2.
In. Jeez.
I don't know what's going on at 2 a.m., though. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we shouldn't just throw ahead to something else, and we'll come back to my
throw
sister's
ahead.
Later. Why don't we do that? We'll reset. How does that sound? I've got some music I can play. Can I play my music?
Play it. I'm just trying to save you. I'm trying to toss you a life preserver.
Save me from what?
Here.
You're so afraid of dead
from
air.
Yourself.
Who cares?
From yourself.
Who cares, man? People listen. People aren't going
to bail
yet.
I'm not afraid. I'm just trying to provide you with that buffer so that we can move forward.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, but I don't need it.
Just trying to help.
I don't need it.
Just trying to help.
I noticed one of my printouts came out blank, so I guess I won't be reading off of that.
Well, there is something on the other side.
No, I know, but that's an old copy.
Middle childhood.
Boy, this is trouble
tonight.
Impact
of abuse and neglect.
Just bedtime reading.
Wow, wow.
All right, Grime Kings and Boyhood, we'll be back, hopefully with a show for you guys. Or just me pretending to try to put a show together. One of the two. One's just as good as the other
two. You actually have not put any time into preparing this. You are
How
just,
dare you?
You just want people to think for the next 2 hours that you had a show prepared.
Yeah, I'm just going to be shuffling papers, putting on the airs of. No. No, I actually spent like 10 hours. I'm so bummed out I haven't got off to a good foot.
Well,
I apologize to the audience, all four of you. I'm so sorry. Anyway, here's Grime Kings and Boyhood. Stay tuned. All right, the Grime Kings and Boyhood, who are actually playing a private show in, actually tomorrow night, and I'm not allowed to say anything more about it, but if you want to get into the show, you can call me at 613-520-2528 and we can talk.
I think you just have to be Julian's date for the night.
Yeah, more or less. No, it's like this basement show in somebody's house, I guess, so it's not supposed to really be.
Is it Grime Kings or Grind Kings?
No, it's Grime. Like
Grime.
Yeah.
But where are they from?
They are from Belleville, Ontario. Used to be known as Big Light, are now the Grime Kings, and Boyhood we also heard as well. Both of them released EPs and full-length albums this past year, so check them out. If you want to check out Boyhood, you can go to boyhoodsongs.bandcamp.com, and I believe most of their stuff is free, and that's Kaylee Runciman's band, formerly of Mouth. So there, we're getting it all in. Right now, I believe on the phone, we have my sister and my mom. Is that correct?
Hi.
Can you hear us now?
Yep.
Can you hear me now? That one never gets old. What? Huh?
Huh?
What?
Quite clear.
Quite clear? Mom, you're there too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so usually what we do every year is on the show, we like to do this little Christmas tradition with Celine. Because what we do is we always like to sing the song Snow from White Christmas. Of course, that's a famous holiday classic. And usually it would be me, my two sisters, and then a fourth party. The fourth party today being, of course, Brian. You'll be doing the tenor part.
Of course.
And then because my sister Celine's not home yet from her partay, my mom is going to be filling in for that part, for Celine's part. So, Mom, you see where it says... C, like for Celine?
Yes, I know.
Those are your lines, okay?
Yeah, well, I don't know how to sing, so that would be a problem. But
Have you never heard the song before? You just don't know?
No, vaguely, yes.
I've never heard it.
Brian's never heard it. But
you have the background music, right?
No, there's no. This is a cappella. We do this every year. Well, I mean, it's tough when only two of the four people have heard it or know it. Maybe I should pot it up
we'll
on a computer.
We'll follow your lead.
No, there's no following. You got to know it. Let's look it up on... Can you put up a YouTube and look up White Christmas Snow, please? Thank you. A little bit of typing music, would you? No, we don't have any typing music. But I feel like maybe you guys should possibly hear it. Unless you want to wing it. We can try to wing it, but it's going to be terrible. You can do it with three or four people
knowing
it.
DK's never even heard it?
No, he's totally oblivious. There it is. That was fine. That was it. No, not karaoke. God. Just go back to the other version.
It wasn't a version. It was a search result.
Search result.
It was an autofill search.
Oh, this show is a mess tonight. I'm so apologetic.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so here's the song for people who have not heard it before. And we'll be trying to mimic this as best as we can.
All right.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
I want to wash my hands, my face, and hair with snow.
So have we heard enough of it to kind of get the idea of it?
Mom, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, she thinks she has it down.
Pardon me?
Mom got it.
Mom, you got this?
She gave me props on that one.
She gave you the thumbs up or she gave you the fist bump. That's pretty
the
cool.
The fist bump.
All right. Okay, so we're going to be doing this on... Everybody's got the lyrics in front of them.
All right.
On a one and a two and a one, two, three. Oh, we got to figure out an order here.
the script.
Okay,
no one else wanted to come in as a third there.
Okay, well, I'll go first. Brian goes second. Okay. Elise, you go third. Mom, you go fourth, all right?
All right, okay.
Okay, let's do this. Snow.
No.
It won't be. Mom, stop laughing. Please, Mom. Let's take it from the top. Snow. Mom, we need more volume up here is where I need you, Mom, up here. Let's try it. This is the last time. Let's go right through it.
Okay.
At least try to lower your volume so we get more of Mom, because I know we're using a shared phone line.
I'll take responsibility. I can't go very low.
Okay, well, I'll try. Snow. Shut up. Let's do it right this time. Every year we mess this up. This is the third year we're doing it. I want to do it right for once. Snow.
Snow.
it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Brian,
you're under the part where it says BK.
I just can't stop singing.
All right, come on, guys. Let's rally the troops here. Come on. We need to do it for all the kids out there. They want to hear the song done right. Let's do it one more time.
Snow.
Mom, I need more volume. We can't hear you, Mom. We really can't. Mom, you just go on your own, all right? Let's just hear your snow, all right? Come on, Mom. Come on, let's do this. Mom.
Just do it.
Come on, Mom. Mom, let's go.
We have to do it all together.
We will do it all. I need to hear yours. I need to hear yours because we're not hearing it right now.
Well, I think we should.
No, you just say snow.
Just go snow.
Snow.
All right. Could use a little bit more passion there, but really, is Celine not home yet? Because it's not too late for you to be replaced. You know that, Mom.
We're stuck with a backup here.
All right. Well, we'll try it. Let's try it. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow. I want to wash my hands, my face, and hair with snow.
Snow. I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow. Oh.
Let's go, Mom. Still your line, Mom.
To see, let's go. To see a great big man and him in a snow.
Oh, that's sad. My mom's actually illiterate, so I feel bad about this.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Nice callback to 4 years ago, Elise. All right, let's just pick it up from there. Snow, okay. Where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. Oh, I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Oh. Those listening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Chick, chick, chick, chick, snow. Oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with snow?
No.
Snow.
Snow. No white Christmas with no.
No.
Snow.
Snow.
Snow.
Mom?
No.
That was a good guess, but not quite.
I should be there with snow.
I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with the spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow.
I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut. I go to sleep and dream of snow.
Snow.
There we have it. Way to go, gang. Definitely the worst out of the 3 years we've done it, but
that was dreadful.
I don't feel like revisiting that. We've just spent, I think, 15 minutes on it. I think it's time to move on.
Do you have Mariah Carey?
No, let's not subject me to that.
Unless you're going to play the part of Justin Bieber, Brian.
I don't think they have any duets, so I will gladly.
Mm. Oh, we have a game, though. Mom, is Celine home yet?
No, she's not home yet. She's on her way. She should be home
in
the boat.
She's ruining my Christmas show. You know
that?
She's ruining it.
She should probably be here in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? We can't wait 20 minutes.
How far away is this party?
Yeah.
Richmond Hill, but if she left at midnight, I'm thinking she would be home soon.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I should just play with Elise. Should we just play with Elise and Brian?
Yes.
Mom, you can stay on the phone, I guess. So long as you're quiet. So long as you're quiet.
Okay.
Try not to speak up too much there.
Okay.
Let's hear snow again, Mom.
I'm sorry?
Let's hear snow again.
Snow.
Wow. My mom's really more about the looks than the sound. That's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the reason I've got my sister here on the phone is I wanted to play a little game. Earlier today, I got my mom on the phone, who's on the phone right now, and I asked her a bunch of random questions, and I've made a little game out of it. Essentially, this is a game called Better Know a Mother.
Ooh.
All right, it's time for It's Better Know a Mother. I'm your host, Julian Sokol. On the phone from Toronto, Ontario, we have relationship guru expert and pet rock enthusiast, Elise Sokol. Say hello.
Woohoo! Elise from Toronto reporting.
All right, lovely to have you along for the game tonight.
Thank you.
Kind of getting tired of the music. We'll just quit that. Yeah, my heart's just not in it tonight, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was dancing to it.
Okay. I was into it.
Thank you.
We can still do it.
Yeah.
All right, so the way the game works, more or less, I'll just try to explain it in some pretty basic fashion, is I had Mom answer a bunch of questions. Now, it's up to you and Brian, I suppose. Brian, we didn't really introduce, but Brian, you can play along as well.
Okay.
And you just have to guess what kind of answer my mom gave. Let's say I asked my mom, what's your favorite color? You would then have to guess, what would my mom say? Of course, I didn't ask her what her favorite color is. That would be a ridiculously stupid question. And it happens to be our first one. No.
Okay.
So here's
I'm ready.
Do you understand more or less the rules? You just have to guess what kind of answer she would have
given.
It's
like the newlywed game.
I think so, yeah, more or less. All right, here's question number one, Elise. Listen closely to this. Did Elise have an imaginary friend? That's the question that I asked my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, of course, wondering how well does my mom know her kids. What do you think she answered, Elise?
I hope she answered no, because I don't remember having one.
And you would probably know if you had an imaginary friend.
I think I would.
Yeah. Brian, what do you think she said?
I'm going to go with yes, to be contrarian.
Okay, let's see what the answer is here.
I think so. I think she may have had one, yes.
That's what she said?
Yep. Well, apparently my mom believes her children. Actually, this is just a fun little follow-up. I'm not going to ask you guys what your take on it is, but since she said yes, I then asked this question.
Okay, what was her imaginary friend's name?
Oh, gosh. Wasn't it something to do with monster or something? Or I cannot recall. Honestly, I cannot recall.
She's just trying to rationalize the strange behavior she saw that she had no other explanation for.
So my invisible friend had to do with a monster, according to Mom?
Yeah. All right, here's the next question.
Who is Celine's favorite Maple Leaf player of all time?
Celine's our other sister. The answer to that is, of course, Matt Sundin. She used to have a poster of him on her wall, bedroom wall. Mm-hmm. The question is, does my mom know that, Brian?
Yes.
Elise?
I'm going to say no.
All right, let's see what the answer was.
Oh, I forget his name. That's the guy from Sweden. Oh, Matt Sundin.
Wow.
There she goes. Mom got it. Doing pretty. Mom, you know your kids.
I'm two for two, and I know your mom.
That's creepy. It's true. DJ's gone two for two.
All right, let's hear what the next question here is. I don't remember it, so I'll have to hear it, I suppose.
Mom, if you were on a sinking boat with me, Elise, and Celine, but you could only save one person, who would it be?
This is very dramatic.
So, who did Mom pick? Who would she save? Or what did she say?
So it's me, you, and Celine?
Yes.
I'm going to say that she, I don't know, she would be all diplomatic, like I can't choose.
All right, Brian, what do you say?
Who's the youngest of the three?
My little sister Elise is the youngest.
Okay, then I'd say she would save Elise, because right. I'm going to say that you forced her to not be diplomatic.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, gosh. That's not a question you ask a mother. Okay. It's an impossible choice, so go to the next one.
So my mom did not feel like playing along.
Oh, you didn't press
her, so I guess Elise
was
right. No, I did press her on some other ones, though. Here's the next question. Listen closely to this.
Mom, if you had to cut off a limb, which one would it be?
Brian, let's go to you first.
That's also not a question you ask a mother.
Wow. What did she answer?
Left hand.
Elise?
Can she go as far as, like, as fingers and toes?
No, I asked her for a limb.
Mm.
I say she gets rid of her left leg.
Okay. All right, let's
so
see.
So it's the left side.
Let's see. Well, of course it's sinister.
Useless.
All right, let's see what my mom said.
Oh, gosh, which limb? I don't know. I mean, you want to walk? You want to eat? I don't know. I mean, which limb? And this is a silly question. Okay, well, I mean, if I have no choice, okay, I'll go with for my left hand. What kind of a choice is that?
Well, these are sometimes the choices you have to make in life. I don't know.
This is too much. It's like you gave me the answers in advance. That's not what happened.
No, Brian got that one right, too.
And I even said left hand as opposed to left arm, which would have been the correct way to answer the limb question.
Yeah, exactly. But here, let's listen to the rest of the conversation real quick.
Hand. What kind of a choice is that?
Well, these are sometimes the choices you have to make in life. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. All right. Left. Okay, I'm right-handed too. So left arm. Okay.
She then switched it to left arm. So you're both right. Whoa. You're both right.
I also switched mine to left arm.
Okay, let's move along here to the next question. This is what I asked my mom earlier today. What's your favorite phrase to say when you get angry in the car? We'll go to Brian first. What is my mother's favorite phrase to say when she gets upset in the car?
Julian.
That's the whole thing?
Well, because you're there. Okay. So she just wants you to be quiet.
All right. Elise, what does mom usually say when she gets angry in the car?
I've heard donkey growing up.
Okay. You're going with the donkey?
I'm going to go with good old donkey.
All right. Let's see if that's what she said.
Oh, gosh. I know because the sisters will repeat that. I know. What a donkey.
There you go, Mom. Elise knows you well, maybe a little too well. I think about bumping her off. Anyway, let's go on to the next question. Okay, Mom, if you had to write the inscription on your youngest daughter's tombstone, so if you had to write the inscription on Elise's tomb, what would it say?
Oh, my God. How
Elise,
morbid.
What do you think Mom would write on your tombstone?
My youngest and the biggest pain in my butt.
Brian?
Oh, come on, really?
What do you think my mom would write on her youngest daughter's tombstone?
I should have saved her on the ship.
Ah, I like that. It's a callback to earlier. Okay, here, let's see what she said.
You have the weirdest of questions, Julien. This is so far-fetched. What do you put? You just put the two dates. You put the year of birth, the year of death, and I hope I will never have to do that, okay?
That's all she's putting on there?
Yeah, Mom's not about, she's not about messages. Mom, care to clarify why you wouldn't write a nice message? Mom?
Yeah, are you talking to me?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you put a message on Elise's tombstone?
Because I think messages are open, I guess, to too many interpretations. You know, it's better to keep
it simple. Because if you wrote, we loved her very much, people might think something different. They might think it was sarcastic. Better to keep it plain and simple.
Keep it simple.
Right.
I like those funny tombstones. Those are good. The ones with the jokes on them.
All right, let's see. This is question number 8. Yeah. Okay, let's move on here. Your second eldest daughter, Celine, falls ill, deathly ill. She's been in the hospital for months. She's in pain. She begs you to pull the plug. Would you pull the plug? Brian, let's go to you first. Would my mom pull the plug on her second eldest daughter?
These are personal questions. I'm going to go with this isn't a question you ask your mother.
Elise?
I'm going to go with she doesn't pull the plug.
Let's see what she said.
Why aren't Celine?
She's deathly ill, that's why.
It could be you, it could be Papa, it could be...
What, is that a threat? Are you threatening me now?
No, but I don't like your questions. I knew you would embarrass me.
How is it embarrassing? It's not embarrassing.
I knew you would.
I'm asking if you'd pull the plug on your daughter who's in crippling pain, more than you could imagine. Would you help her relieve that pain?
And Mom's a plug puller.
Yep. She says it's okay to pull the plug if somebody's in pain. That's fine. All right. I believe this might be the last question here. I'm not sure.
This might be the second last one. I'm not sure. No, this is the last one. All right, okay. So this one's for all the marbles, Brian.
Have you been keeping tabs?
No, not at all. Why would I do that? We need extra people working on the show for that kind of stuff. I'm sure somebody at home is keeping tabs. Brian's probably. I think Brian's doing a little bit better. I think he knows Mom a little bit better than you, Elise, with all due respect.
No, I believe it.
Here's the last question, Mom. Who do you think poops more, Elise or the dog?
Am I answering first?
Go ahead, Elise.
I think she would probably say me.
All right, actually. Brian.
You're not even my child, and I'm shaking my head at these questions. Okay. Oh well, I'll agree. Elise must know, so I'm just going to agree with her, and that way I can't lose.
Okay, so you're saying my mom will say that my sister poops more than the dog.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's see the answer. Mom, who do you think poops more, Elise or the dog?
That's very nasty. That's such an incredible, like it's such an outrageous question. Why didn't you put your name in there? Okay. You had to have your name in that question.
Fine. If you want to think of me pooping, that's fine. Who do you think poops more, Julian, me, or the dog?
That's really disgusting. Okay, I'll skip this one. Okay,
no, there's no skipping. What? You have to answer it.
Well. I have no idea. I know that the dog does. Let's put it this way. I'm the one who picks up, okay?
So there you have it. She picked the dog.
Mom answers the question about pulling the plug, but she wants to answer about who poops more.
I don't know. I think she said the dog pooped more, though.
Yeah, because she doesn't clean up after me. That's not really
a good
answer.
If she had to clean up after you, she might have a better idea. That's fair enough.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
All right, I think that's the whole game. I had some other questions, but maybe we'll leave them off. I don't know.
Are you sure they're not as good as the ones you've already asked?
Well, I don't know. Could we really top my sister versus the dog poop question? I don't know. It's pretty tough.
I don't know. I don't know if top is the word. Could we bottom it?
Yeah.
Could we slide any further?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. No, what a game.
It was a fun game, wasn't it?
Good game. Great. I'd shake your hand if you were here.
All right, Mom. Thanks so much for participating. I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, next time you call me, you ask nicer questions, okay?
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm not promising anything. I mean, if I ask nicer questions, though, you have to practice your singing because you're terrible.
Yes, I certainly do. I certainly have to, yes. Yeah. Okay, so I give you
maybe
a big
if
hug.
You spent less time cussing in the car and saying donkey, more time singing, you'd be ready for the radio show.
That's right.
Think about that.
Okay, and good night, Brian. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, good night, Mom.
Chatting with you.
Elise, also have a nice night.
Thanks.
Tell Celine I'm supremely disappointed in her for not participating.
Yeah, she's still not home.
Yeah, well, listen, what are sisters for? Nothing.
Yeah,
Garbage.
I think
it was that song, War. No, I don't.
What is it good for?
Yes, absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
No, I won't. I won't say it again. All right, Elise, I'll let you go. Have a nice night, all right?
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Okay. Bye. Me and Brian are going to go to some music. Thanks to everybody who's been tuning in thus far. We're going to have lots more fun as the show rolls on. We've got another hour left with you. 613-520-2528 is the number to call. Unfortunately, I left like half the show at home because it didn't print out on the printer as I was discussing in between the break. Stuff happens, right?
It's not like the audience is your English professor. You know.
They're not expecting everything.
My printer ran out of ink.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Right, my dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
My dog ate my radio show.
And then pooped it. More than.
And then we had to wait. Well, listen, let's go to some music. Here's some music from 2011 also, some Roots. We got some Mouse, and we got some, Ninth Wonder. Stick around, everybody.
Hello?
Hi, Mom, it's Julian.
Hello, mon petit chéri, comment tu vas?
I'm doing okay. I was going to have Elise and Celine call into the radio show tonight.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could do a segment with me.
But you are going to embarrass me as usual.
Mom, did you ever read the diary that I kept in the drawer in my bedroom, in the den?
No, you have a diary? That's news to me.
I had a diary in the den, and I kept it in a drawer. Did you ever read it?
No, I don't know. I don't know that you have a diary. It's news to me.
Have you ever read any of your children's diaries?
Yes. Elise's? Yes, her little booklet there, which hang around the basement when she was 8 years old. like everybody reads them. You read them too.
Well, you weren't supposed to reveal that. Final question. I'm going to relieve you of your misery. Mom, you have four kids, and
yes.
Three of them are eagerly listening to you right now. Who is your favorite child?
There's no favorite.
So we're all the least favorite.
There's no favorite.
Good times is in the cards. Living in borrowed time, I'm paying the extra charge. To feel like something small is worth 100 large. Swag is on retard, charm is on massage. Wit is on guard, I challenge you to a duel. Who needs a chain with every thought to jewel? God bless the widow when everyone's a fool. Fuck a genie and three wishes. I just want a bottle, a place to write my novel. I am Harawan and those that have rhyme. And think, how do you find this upper echelon? It's time. Let's toast to better days. A beautiful mind and a flow that never ends. I'm never sleeping like I'm on methamphetamines. Move like my enemy, 10 steps ahead of me. Say my reputation precede me like a pedigree. Gentlemanly gangster steeds beyond the 70s. Holding fast money without running out of patience. Moving silence without running up in places. Cake by the layers, rich but never famous. Hustle anonymous, still remain nameless in hindsight. Gold coming bars like a Klondike. The minute before the storm hit is what I'm calm like. Suited and booted for a shooting like it's prom night. It's suicide. Right? Pursuers tried like to no avail, and the heroes what they died like. I got them waiting on the news like I'm Cronkite. Not in the limelight or needed for crime, right? No boats, just bodied in chalk close to the line sight. Outside where the killers and the dealers swarm, and inside they dressed up like it's a telethon. Black tie affair, but they holding heavy arms. Straight cash with a stash in the cummerbund. More Bacardi, yeah, the bastards of the party home. Riots erupting around, and still we party on. Been a quantum leap to a king from a pawn, but it was destined, the conclusion was foregone. Serenade of the former slave promenade, cause them long days in the sun have now become shade. So we doing high speeds in a narrow lane. Say cheese, free falling from the aeroplane. Another feather in the cap for all the years that we spent in luxury's lap without looking back, cause memories can sting like a hornet. Damn, it felt good to see people up on it.
Suicide circle in my brain. Voices in my head driving me insane. I never stop.
stops. The darkness is spread throughout. Bloodstained walls is all I ever think about. I'm afraid to sleep. Nightmares got me scared. Panic attacks, even awake, I'm unprepared. They're out to get me. They're under my bed. They're in my closet. They're in my head. There's no escape. What do I do? Does anybody understand what I'm going through? I'm fucking sick. I need to be restrained. I should kill your children so you feel my pain. The river is red, it flows thick with death. The stench makes you sick. You puke after every breath. The dead have risen, the sky has turned black. The army of darkness is ready to attack. My back's to the wall, there's nowhere to run. The devil has killed several and he's only just begun. Somebody help me! Is anybody listening?
Thanks, man. That's all the time we have for today. Now Juanetta will lead us to a serenity prayer.
Without mics on, we're back. Here we go. Finally, we're trying to get things together here. We've got about an hour left on the show. My name is Julian. The man to my side is
Brian. We're playing some music tonight from the past year. We just heard The Roots with Cool On from their latest album, Undone. We also heard a cutoff of Mouse's newest album. Mouse's? Yeah. That just sounds weird. Yeah. Mouse's. The guy's name is Mouse with an exclamation point.
That's a his silly
newest,
name.
His newest album, Tales from the Dark Side. And finally, we heard last Ninth Wonders, Now I'm Being Cool, off of his album, The Wonder Years. I'm guessing you're not a guy who listens to a lot of hip-hop, Brian?
You guess wrong.
Okay, you do listen to lots.
I don't keep up with it very well, but I do listen.
Mm-hmm.
I have my tastes.
So Brian hosts a variety music program. Is that what you would call it?
I would call it a variety music program. I'd call it an adventure.
It's on Monday afternoons here at the station. And you told me this one story. Actually, we were actually talking about this before the show, which was really funny. Is you're complaining about how before for close the way the station works is if you want to book studio time here, you have to write your name on this piece of paper that's on one of the doors. If you want to book studio time, and so you'll write, oh, Brian from 1 to 3 p.m. And apparently what happened one time is you'd written your time in, something like that, and then you showed up and all these like young kids were in there like rapping.
Yeah, or no, like my time was, I don't know what it was. I showed up trying to get studio time and they had booked 5 hours.
Right.
And they were like, I don't know. They were young. They were rabble rousers. They had no business being there. I slinked into the production studio while they mostly played on their Blackberries. And when we made eye contact, they would stand up and speak into the microphone.
So yeah, it ends up that these kids who are rapping in there, they recorded all their stuff onto the hard drive of the computer, and Brian actually stumbled upon it
into my folder because they don't know how to use anything.
Right, so they're squatting in your folder and dropping, you know, 20 gigs worth of bad hip hop, bad rapping, and so I ended up going through all of their stuff. And,
awesome.
I've compiled, pretty much all their outtakes, which is essentially just them. It's the talk up to every song, you know, because people don't talk about this enough in the hip hop game. The most important thing about your song is not the production. It doesn't matter who's DJing it, who's got the beats. It doesn't matter what the vocals are, the chorus. It's all about the talk up to the song.
Right. You have to warm the listener up.
Right.
Tune their ears properly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a hip hop head, I know this, and Brian knows this as well.
Yes.
Because we are each one half of the mega production company, Noise Productions.
Oh yeah, Noise Productions.
Yeah, we'll have to boot that up later, I think. But in the meantime, you know, enough about us. Let's talk about these kids. So these kids all, you know, for a good 30, 45 seconds before each track, all they do is go, yeah, you know, we just sitting here, you know, just chilling, stuff like that. And so I cut together essentially 6 minutes of just these guys talking up their songs. And I figured we'll leave our mics on.
These come from how many different takes, roughly?
You know, some of the takes were so similar, I decided to scrap them. But there's probably...
Is that something for consistency, no?
I guess. I don't know, but there had to be, for this one song, 20 takes of just the intro before they even get to the beat.
And they couldn't even get to the rapping.
And then they would get to the first verse, and they would mess up and have to start all over. But the best thing about it, which people really enjoy when they hear this tape, is how they're trying to act all casual, like, oh, you just turned a mic on. Oh, hey there, you know? It's like, oh, hey, what's up, man? We're freestyling, which is, by the way, if you have your verse written down and then you mess it up 20 times, it's no longer a freestyle at that point. Just a little tip for the kids out there.
Keep it. They're not keeping it real.
No, not at all.
As the hip-hop heads would say.
No, not at all. Not
they need to check their head.
Yes. They need to check themselves before they break themselves, I believe.
Good one.
Is
so making their radio debut tonight.
I think one of these guys is Furious. I don't know. We'll listen to their other names, but they give themselves multiple shout-outs, so we'll be able to catch them as we go along here. So here's something recorded from inside the studios here at CKCU. Some outtakes from the cutting
exclusive
room floor. Exclusive Noise production. We'll get that booted up.
DJ MDR, MDR.
Yo,
you look delirious.
Listen, I'm in the studio right now. It's your boy Furious.
Listen,
you know what I mean? 613. I got my boy French in the back. AMB.
What's up?
What's up, boy? What's up? I got my boy Schmook on the side. You know what I mean? 613 as well.
It sounds very casual though. Like they're just
they're just chilling. This is the first time they've ever done it, and the first time they ever will.
But it sounds so casual. But no, this is like the 10th take of them doing.
So they're good actors. Maybe they're in the wrong field.
I think they are good actors. But yeah, let's keep going here.
We about to go in the studio right now, freestyle on that Wiz Khalifa beat. You know what I mean? We about to go in. Yo, Schmuck, talk to them before I play on the beat, guy.
True fact, yo. We're going to talk about this.
Yo, hold on. Yo.
Stutter all over.
I know.
What are you doing?
Yo, I'm in the studio right now. It's your boy Furious. Mm-hmm. I'm with my boy AMB MTL. Shoutouts 514-613-OT.
That's right.
I'm with my boy Mukhtar here on the other mic. MTL. You know, and we about to get in this freestyle right now. When I'm gone, Wiz Khalifa beat. All right? Yo, go, some deep stuff right now. So just listen up, guys. Listen up.
Real talk. You listen to that. Listen to that. Y'all gonna feel this one. I guarantee that.
Okay, so now we're launching it.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Listen, yo, man, I'm sick of these politicians that never listen. They got me paying tax and they won't even pay attention. I need some help or at least some sort of direction, cause I'm in the studio right now.
So they start over every time. They don't even pick up just from, you know, the beat.
Right, if they could edit, they would only have to say it once.
Yeah, but instead they record the intro. Every time they mess up the beat, they go back to...
It's got to be real. Right. It's got to be authentic.
You know, it's your boy Furious. You know, I'm about to talk about some heavy stuff right now. You know, I'm my boy AMB, MTL. You know, shout outs. MTL, what up, boy?
Yeah, I'm out here, my nigga.
That's MTL, baby. Shout outs.
I'm with boy Mukhtar, you know what I mean? He's on the side of me right now. He's on the other mic, you know? Mukhtar, what up, boy?
Yeah, real tight. I'm out here. I'm still stretching. I'm yawning, man. I'm still stiff out here.
You know, like,
you know what?
This freestyle is called When I'm Gone, you know, the Wiz Khalifa beat. You know, just pay attention, man. For real, dog. Pay attention.
They have nothing
real
to tight, say.
Real tight, y'all gonna feel this one. Just listen.
Well, if you were paying attention, maybe they'd get to what they need to say.
There is no actual information in what they just
well,
said.
Well, we know their names.
Beyond even shout-outs.
We know their names.
They're grasping. They have nothing.
Okay, well, we know one of the fellas' name is Furious. He's got A and B in the back.
613-MTL-514.
MTL-514.
Okay. We know this is some real serious
this
stuff.
This is real. This
you
is
got,
real.
You got to pay attention. This is heavy.
Yeah.
I think he's going to talk about politics. I think he's got some real unique insight into what politics is all about.
Yeah, I wonder if he tackles the upcoming budget issues in this rap. Because this is real, folks. This is realer than the streets, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to them.
Okay.
Just listen. You could only see my eyes.
Yeah.
Look into
listen,
my eyes.
Listen.
Why is he talking like that?
Man, I'm sick of these politicians who never listen. They got me paying tax and they won't even pay attention.
True.
I need some help or at least some...
By the way, how much tax are these guys really paying?
I believe they may have filed one return in their lifetime.
Yeah, these are like a bunch of 16-year-olds.
But they're speaking for their crew.
Well, maybe they're talking about
maybe they're talking about taxes in terms of what is taken from them that they earn.
Right, goods and services,
their efforts,
perhaps.
Their breath.
Okay. I was thinking more like GST, PST they're talking about.
Right. Yeah, that's
true. Politicians.
When they go and...
When I buy my penny candy, man, how are you going to trip?
When I buy my smart food popcorn. you're taking 13% of that shit. Can't happen.
They don't pay attention, man.
Sort of direction, cause I witness this without any sort of protection. This ain't a movie, man. My life's like a couple of lessons. A lot of...
A couple of lessons. My life is like... I would wish someone's life is more than a couple of lessons. At least a handful of lessons.
They're young guys. They got time to rack up the lessons.
It's your boy in the building, Furious. You know what it is.
I do.
Freestyle, When I'm Gone. I hope y'all like it. Yo, we about to go in this.
That's kind of fruity. I don't think they'll be able to use that cut.
Yo, pay
attention. Nobody rapper says, I hope y'all like it.
Yeah, it's true. No.
I hope it does please. If you will, just lend your ear.
If they wrote this stuff down, it would be way easier for them. Because they're trying to say a certain thing, but they're not saying it at all.
Yeah. I hope y'all like it. Yo, we about to go in this, man. Yo, Schmuck, talk to them.
Yo, real talk. Y'all need to listen to this. Open up your ears and you'll feel this one. Listen. Real close.
Yeah.
Mumble.
OT.
Look into my eyes.
These politicians, man. Politicians.
They listened back to this. Did they think it was cool?
Man, I'm sick of these politicians.
They just ignored it.
Never listen.
I'm sick
of
them.
I'm paying tax and they won't even pay attention.
Not even one cent.
I need some help or at least some sort of direction. Because I witnessed without any sort of
protection.
We about to go in. Yo,
yo,
listen, man. We about to go in the studio right now. Listen,
they're already in the studio. Come on.
And there must be wasting a lot of time going out of and then back into the studio every time they make this
and
cut.
And speaking from outside the studio, giving the play-by-play, we're about to enter the studio. Hey, can I just say Mad Flow? Mad Flow, this guy is just, you know, flowing. You know,
yeah, for
flowing
sure.
Flowing like my locks.
It's not legit if they just say they're coming into the studio. Physically, I think Schmuck had to leave the building and come back every time they messed that up.
Yeah, Schmuck or Mukhtar.
Or A and B in the back. Which, by the way, with how much the guy is screwing up in the front, I would maybe switch up the lineup.
We need to pinch it.
A and B has not missed a cue at all. And he's like, my man A and B in the back is like, what's up?
No, it's true. MTL. The guy saying, look into my eyes, he's holding his own.
He's on point.
I mean, he might sound terrible,
but
that's
Schmuck.
He's doing his thing. Did you get the one of the guy trying to be Usher?
Oh, I'll have to do that next show. Okay. I went through that stuff too, but I don't have it here.
See that thing? How about you?
Yeah, we've got other tastes of these fellas, so we'll have lots of entertainment.
I hope they're listening. I would hope.
We're just giving them tips and pointers, you know, because we've been in the game for a while.
They need to look into my eyes.
This is specifically for MC Furious, since he seems to be making the most mistakes. Or whatever his name is, Furious Styles, or whatever the hell you call it.
Furious. Just Furious.
I mean, it's your boy.
It's his boy.
It's your boy Bangs.
Furious. I got my boy AMB with me, MTL, you know, 514. You know what it is. Yo, what up, boy?
I'm out here, my nigga, on that line, nigga. Yo.
For real. Listen, I got my boy Mukhtar on the side of me.
That's right.
Yo, 613, what up, boy?
Right. I'm out here, bro. I'm out here stretching. Still yawning, bro. Stiff out here.
Yeah, I'm stiff out here, too. But listen, I'm going to make this icebox.
That was such good banter the first time to talk about that he was stiff and stretching. He had to use it again.
Well, I mean, it's debatable as to how stiff he was. If this is like 5 hours into rehearsal, you hope he'd break a sweat at this point. Yo, bro, I'm still stiff from the last 600 takes.
I'm stretching, yawning. I'm getting tired. I've been sitting in this chair for a while. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
To a cool sauna right now. Trust me, man. I'm going to burn this shit up. Listen, your boy Furious, freestyle. Whoa. When I'm gone,
I'm about to get hot
right now. Give me a minute. Mm. Shit, yo, Schmuck, talk to
yo, real mind. Talk, we got Furious up in here, and I ain't gonna lie, this motherfucker delirious on these lines, yo. Just listen up, slow. It's a nice mellow beat within a low tempo.
They're fired up.
Well, yo, we in the studio right now, man. You know, it's your boy Furious, a.k.a.
It's like they're trying to convince...
Doesn't it sound like a...
They're trying to convince themselves that they're about to do it. Yo, I don't need to practice, I just...
They should really be practicing the rap more than the prep for the rap. But as I said earlier, most important part of the song is definitely the talk up, the yo's, the uhs, the mans. Right. But it's funny, it seems like people would think that I'm just playing the same one over and over again, but I'm not. These are all different takes, and I actually cut a bunch out because they were so similar, and I was just like, oh, they barely said anything different
in
that one.
What a joke. They waste 2 minutes every time for 20 seconds.
Resetting. And meanwhile, Brian is over in the other studio just steaming.
Right, yes.
Being like, let me get on the cut.
This is all, yeah.
Let me throw down.
Well, I can.
This guy, Brian, known as One Take Jake, for a reason...
Because my middle name is Jake.
Yes. It's not. Primarily.
Got my boy AMB in the back. Shout outs to MTL. Yo, MTL, what up?
Yo, y'all already know, niggas. We're really about to go in this bitch here.
Yo, you know what I mean? Yo, I got my boy smoking.
Yeah. 7 feet away from the microphone.
We're going to get in. Wait.
We're going to get in this bitch. There you go.
They'll talk into the mic, guys. It won't seem, if we talk into the mics, it will seem like we've been here the whole time. Give it some distance, empty room, people.
It might seem like we've been here long enough to know what we're doing, but this is raw.
Yo, bitch, let's put it in this bitch.
We're just straight
gonna steam it up like a sauna.
Skin hot.
Trust me. 613, yo, Schmuck. Listen, talk to him. I'm gonna put this beat on,
boy. You play that shit for them. Listen up, yo. We go about to go in on this track. We got Furious up in here, a little delirious, but who gives a fuck? He can ball like Mello, though. That's all we need to know. Let
Whoa,
that flow go.
He can ball like Mello.
That's pretty good reference. I was gonna say ball like Mike, but Mello's probably more.
That's
hip.
The newer generation. Sure. Except not even anymore. Isn't he retired?
No. He's just terrible now. Let's not get into it.
I'd like to hear the copy they sent their friends. Yo, we went in, we just, you know, took 10 minutes in the studio.
Totally casual.
We banged this out.
Threw down a freestyle, left the place, lit a match.
Left the place in shambles. we tore it up.
Yeah, it was like a tornado going through.
Okay, look, push play. Right, look for your cap while it plays.
Cap.
Just play it.
Yo, we don't gotta play nothing, man. We
yo,
just,
bottle yeah. cap in the building.
Yo, A and B, Leslie, you dropped your bottle cap back there.
P-E-P-S-I in the house. I'm furious. I'm delirious.
Clack-a-lack.
Push play.
All right, all right.
Get your mojo up in here, yo.
Yo, freestyle. Wiz Khalifa, when I'm gone. Let's get it.
What you gonna do when you're gone,
613
OT. OT up in here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you can hear the click of the mouse.
Listen up, boy. Yeah.
I bet it's in 128 kilobeeps quality.
Listen, man, I'm sick of these politicians who never listen. They got me paying tax and they won't even pay attention. I need some help or at least some sort of direction, cause I witness this without any sort of protection. This ain't a movie, man, my life's like a couple of lessons. A lot of problems, no need for no view.
Oh, so close.
Almost got four lines in.
almost dropped a bar there.
A quartet. almost a full stanza.
Getting better, though, right?
Yeah, no, we're making progress.
I mean, the intro's losing its steam, but they're picking it up in the actual song.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the intro is just as good as the first time.
All right, well, we got a couple more takes.
20 takes ago.
Yeah, we'll see what another half a dozen takes we'll do for these guys.
Yeah.
It's your boy Furious. I mean, I'm in the building right now. I got my boy A and B, MTL 514 in the building with me. 613.
He's in the building. They're not just getting into the building.
We're always here, man. We never leave. I got my boy Mukhtar right beside me as well. 613.
I was there the whole time.
That's right, bro. Listen, you might as well straight go right into this right now. Y'all gonna feel this one, yo. Just press play on that.
Just freestyle when I'm gone.
I'm just gonna freestyle.
Listen up, guys.
Can someone just
y'all gonna feel this when I tell you feel this?
How much you wanna bet the first line is these politicians never listen on this freestyle?
I don't know. I think he's gonna switch it up. He's really, it's been a freestyle every time. He just has no memory.
He'll feel this. Just listen up. Listen closely.
Yo, listen, I'm in the studio right now. You know, your boy Furious, aka whatever you wanna call me. I got my boy AB, AMB in the back. MTL, what up, kid?
What up?
Yo, listen, 613-514 all day. My boy Mukhtar on the side of me, you know what I mean? 613 as well.
I don't think he's been giving enough proper shout-outs to Schmooks. No,
Schmook has faded into the background.
Schmook actually went to go take a leak. So Mukhtar is taking on that role now.
Yo, Schmook. Oh, yo, can you even stretch yet, man?
Yo, I didn't even stretch. I'm out here buttoned up. Yo, top caller, that's how we go. Yo, listen up, real tight. We're about to go in on this track. We got Furious up in here. Niggas a little delirious, but he can do the shit, though. Listen up, loud and clear.
Loves that. One rhyme. He's got one rhyme in his head.
What's that, the delirious?
Furious and delirious.
Furious is mad delirious.
Is he serious?
Seriously, though, people. Come on.
I'm going freestyle. Listen up, boy.
You know it's going to be real high. You're going to love this one.
They always say listen up, and then like they say three more things.
Like, usually I just make fun of the rappers who go, yo. But these guys have so much more of a preamble to every song.
Right.
It makes it that much more enjoyable. I kind of wish every record had that. They're just guys trying to think of things to say off the top of the head that sound casual, you know?
Even though they've done it 20 times already, and by now they should each have at least a bit of an idea of what would be a good thing to say.
My man A and B in the back just rolled out of bed, son.
Schmuck. Yeah, you know, I'm Schmooktard. Stretching, I'm yawning, you're furious, delirious.
Well, we can, yeah. Oh, there's still more.
Okay.
Listen, yo, listen. Man, I'm sick of these politicians who never listen. They got me paying tax and they won't even pay attention. I need some help or at least some sort of direction, cause I witness this without any sort of protection.
Close.
What happened?
It was close.
He was rolling. I think,
That's my whole tape, huh? Oh, we ran out of tape. I was enjoying that so much, I was hoping I had 40 other takes of that song.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Now you know how... I don't even know who was rapping. Oh, Furious. Now you know how Furious feels about politicians and taxes and how many lessons he's learned in his life. You know what? I think maybe he's gotten a couple more under his belt from this experience.
Yo, too many politicians, taxation without representation.
is it bad that I want him to know how much he needs to be mocked?
I don't know.
You know, like, he probably did not feel dumb at all through all this. Just, like, totally denial.
Well, because
like,
he got five other guys there telling you're cool.
Biggie went through this, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What a...
I think it's easy to get caught up, though. I mean, it seems to me this is the thing I think about rapping as far as, like, like, okay, you think of like hipsters who smoke. This is the equivalent of that for black people, is that they don't need to be doing it, but they just feel compelled to because they're part of that group. So black people will just, every black guy raps, even though he doesn't, not necessarily every black guy can rap. And then every hipster smokes, even though they don't necessarily need to, but it's just part of the persona, you know? So these kids are just, they're getting it out of their system now. You're not touching that? You disagree with it? Were they black guys? I thought they were.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yes. But yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's the... I don't know if that's... The problem is that they're surrounding... You know, you need some people who are going to be honest.
Well, I'm just saying, I couldn't scrape...
And tell you what the problem is.
Me, as the whitest of all white people, I could not scrape together four or five friends to convince me that I was actually cool while I was doing this.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No, they you know, they've seen it
it's
on...
It's part of a
they,
cultural
they,
thing,
they've seen
know?
It on MTV. They're just gonna... No, this guy's a genius. He's a lyrical genius. He's a poet. He's gonna... Wow. You know what? He's gonna give up the beats because none of his friends can make them, so...
We're just gonna rip
He's
Wiz
gonna end
Khalifa
up in a slam poetry competition, and he'll be terrible at that, too.
A cappella, son.
Yeah.
He'd be mellow like Jell-O.
Ballin' like Jell-O.
Oh, there's so much fun, but I've got a bunch of their other tracks that they laid down that we can try to go to eventually in a I guess whenever I get back on the air, I suppose. This is just a fill in for me.
Sooner or later.
Yeah, it's just a fill in for me, but next time I'll come back with more of their tracks and their takes and everything.
I hope so.
Do you have any of your music you wanted to play? I've got stuff myself.
You know what we should do?
Peter White. Peter White did the movie review of the Turkish Star Wars, and we can.
Okay.
We can listen to that.
What do I need to do for that?
Sit quietly, and you gotta listen, man.
Pay attention. This is heavy.
Yeah, too many politicians.
Looking, if you could only see my eyes.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Peter White reviewing the movie Turkish Star Wars. We'll be back.
Peter White movie reviews.
Turkish Star Wars.
Say it one more time.
Turkish Star Wars. That's actually more of a fan title. It's become so popular. That's what it's called. The actual Turkish translation to the title is "The Man Who Saved the World." This is one of the most infamous bad movies ever made. Because for the beginning 10 minutes, it actually takes scenes from Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie, A New Hope, and it's in the movie, like, they're using it to further their plot. Like, they just put, but it looks like they had a big screen, put Star Wars on, put a camera in front of it, and in some parts, when they're having their actors drive the ship, they just sit them in front of the TV and pretend like they're moving around and stuff like that. And they're just in the narrator's yammering in Turkish over it with the subpar subtitles.
İnsanoğlunun ilk uzaya açılıp aya gitmesiyle uzay çağı başlar. Uzay çağı dünyalar için bir ilerleme çağıdır. Binlerce yıl böyle yaşamışlardı. Uzay çağı geçmiş, zaman ve yaşam galaksi çağına ulaşmıştı. Yüz binlerce yıl geride kalmış dünya ve gezegenler sistemi uzayda...
I'm trying to get the best of it. And they do this for about 10 minutes, just literally ripping footage from Star Wars. And then, when they crash upon this weird desert planet, it turns into something weird. Like, this planet is like some parallel of Earth with, like, all a bunch of artifacts and whatnot. And the best I can gather from this movie is there's some evil wizard who needs a human brain to break through the shield of the Earth, which they represent with a Death Star. Yeah. And he's using his minions of weird orange monkeys, zombies, mummies, other Turkish guys, and skeletons... to, you know, catch these two guys, or I think it's one of them, like Ali and Memfit or Murph. I don't know. They're Muslim names because they're Turkish. I can't pronounce them very well, and I'm not going to try. You can IMDb that later as well. But, these are the two guys, and, so basically, these two guys are trying to save, I guess, get back to space or something. I couldn't really tell. And there's one part they were talking about how humanity died in this future, and the subtitles literally explained it, whereas this Earth is now everything's Muslim, and then Jesus came back and helped rallied all the Muslims to kill some robots. And I couldn't make any sense of this subtitle, because sometimes the subtitles just went completely off in their own world. It was really hard to make sense of what was going on, and they didn't use any music from Star Wars. They used music from Indiana Jones. So at the end, when the Millennium Falcon is taking off, it's the Indiana Jones theme. They also, they steal the Queen song Flash Gordon is in there. Mostly it's Indiana Jones. I think they steal from Battlestar Galactica as well, the music. They steal music from a lot. Mostly it's Indiana Jones. That's the main theme of Turkish Star Wars. And there's one hilarious, weird, catchy, synthy kind of thing. But the sound is so bad when the music is playing, when they have a punching sound effect, it cuts out the music. So they can only have one sound effect going at the time. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, I could barely understand what that movie was about. It is, I don't speak Turkish, so.
Söylediklerin doğru olabilir mi?
Ne?
Yalnız kadınların olduğu bir gezegen mi?
Neden olmasın?
Bir de müziğimiz ve bir şişe şampanyamız olsaydı... ...o hiçbir kadının dayanamadığı meşhur ıslığına başla bakalım.
This is at a time in the 80s where I guess there's some weird political thing going on. It was hard to get American films in Turkey. So they remade a lot. They made it as a Turkish Rambo, Turkish Rocky, Turkish Star Wars. They all have their own names, but this is what people mostly call them as. Just Turkish remakes. Although this Star Wars was not a remake of Star Wars. They'll take Star Wars, use 10 minutes like the editing footage, and splice their own stuff in there. And their own plot, the much as I can gather of it, was actually pretty good, you know? The effects were, you know, cheesy, but it was actually a pretty coherent movie. I thought it was going to be the worst thing I've ever seen, but it was actually a really good movie. My favorite scene, Oh, at the end, like, I don't really want to spoil it, because that's part of the, no, that's also spoiling it. I'm just going to go with the two guys are riding on horses to the Indiana Jones theme after they kill some skeletons. They just randomly kill skeletons and then just start riding across the Turkish desert, which is also where they form the Yorhunt for the future. The two places look the same, and they're just riding and the Indiana Jones theme is blaring, you know? Maybe want to watch Indiana Jones. I'm going to give this a 5 just because I've never had more fun watching a movie than I have watching this. Yeah. Turkish Star Wars, 5 out of 5. Go see it.
Plenty fish. Oh.
And we're back. What are you talking, man?
Huh?
Stop talking.
I was telling you, but I caught over the weekend.
Turkey, sorry, got it mixed up with fish. Turkish Star Wars. Go pick it up at a local videotape emporium. Or
is it just dubbed Turkish, or is it
reproduction? It's in Turkish.
Is it the same?
And you have to get one with subtitles, or you won't be able to understand it unless you speak Turkish.
Okay, so this is produced in Turkey.
Yeah,
like a remake.
Yeah,
it's a Turkish.
Remake. The actual title is not Turkish Star Wars. That's kind of the one that's just been applied to it. I'm not sure what the actual title is, but okay. if you Google Turkish Star Wars,
well, I don't
it'll
know.
Come
he
up.
Rated it 5 out of 5. I wish you had that information.
That's
handy.
A blockbuster. I think it was in the review. If you were listening, you would have heard that.
I was listening. 5 out of 5. Oh, two horses.
Two horses.
And everything's a spoiler. Peter White, everybody.
P-Dub. P-Dub.
P-Dubs.
Maybe we should throw a rap out for P-Dub.
Wow, wow, wow.
But first we have to do the talk-up.
Wow, wow.
Who do you want to be? Am I
You'll
furious?
You'll be furious.
I'm furious and you're Schmookies?
I'll be Schmook and Mukhtar.
Who's A and B? We got A and B in the back.
A
actually.
And B, yeah. All you have to say is 514.
Yeah. Yo, it's your boy Furious here. We just dropped into the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I got my man Schmooktard next to me here.
613-514.
Tell him what it's
building.
About. Tell him what it's about.
Yo, this is gonna be some serious business.
Some
my
real
boy
stuff.
Furious, he's delirious, yes, but I don't even give a F.
We got A and B in the back.
Yeah.
514.
there are guys more enthusiastic. See, that's why three white guys can't do it, actually. It's exactly for that reason. None of us have faith.
Crack up laughing.
Yeah.
It's too funny. I don't know. I thought that was a pretty convincing 514. I thought that you could have dropped that in.
I think we're going to actually cut A and B from the actual final record.
Well, thankfully, we will edit out all this chatter, and we will reuse that preamble.
Let's do the
Now, are we going to start?
We can do it multiple times.
Yo, he's got a freestyle.
Yo, it's me. It's your boy, Furious, here. Dropping in. We were outside the building. Now we're just stretching it out.
What up? Stretching, yawning, still cracking.
What was the other one?
Stretching, yawning.
Yo, he'd be mellowing like jelloing.
Oh, yeah. Balling like mellow. Balling furious like mellow. And delirious.
You know, just like Mike.
Furious and delirious do not even rhyme.
Yo, we freestyling, but not really.
Furious. I'm furious and delirious.
All right, let's drop a beat.
Wiz Khalifa. It's a real mellow beat. Just listen.
Look into these eyes.
Heavy.
Eyes.
Got these politicians.
I'm sick of these politicians. Always be politicizing. And they capitalizing and on the taxation of representation.
The constellation.
Yeah.
Of the United Nation.
I'm sick of the political spectrum. Like light going through a prism. Brothers and sisters. Be stuck behind bars in state penitentiaries and prisons. Well, we gotta start that over. We gotta start that one over.
Look into my eyes.
Hold on, let's do that again.
Okay,
we just dropped into the building here. It's your boy Furious with Mukhtard and the Schmookies. We got A and B in the back.
514, what up?
514-613. Let's drop a beat. No, this one's real. No, listen.
No, you gotta listen. My boy's got a real beat going on here. We're gonna go real mellow. Wiz Khalifa, look into my eyes.
It's your boy Furious.
You can only see my eyes.
Alright, yo,
Take it away, Furious.
Grab a honey, I grope. Wanna get married, elope. I skip school, I smoke cigarettes and dope. The ship sinks, I float. Not murder, she wrote. I kill Colonel Custard with the fucking rope. And I'm a womanizer. And I always fail the bubba, the bubba, the bubba, the bubba, the bubba, bubba. Breathalyzer. Come on, you have
I was
that.
Waiting, I was waiting. I was timing it.
Start sweeping, women be cleaning in the kitchen where they belong in. The misogynist 2011 mix. Putting women in their places. Bruh, bruh, bruh, bruh, bruh. Add to this.
Noise production.
Noise production.
Noise.
Noise, noise, noise, noise.
Noise
production.
Noise production.
Noise.
Noise production. Noise production.
Yo, schmucks, take it over.
Okay,
Smoktard, let's go with you now.
In closed circuit, wish I had a biscuit. Feeling kind of frisky because my cat got whiskers. But I went to PetSmart, all they had is IMs. That's not gonna... Oh, come on. Oh, you dropped it. You dropped the beat.
Alright.
Drop the beat.
Alright.
Okay.
So what do you want to do now? We've got about 20 minutes left before
let's
the mix comes on. Is it called The Mix?
The Mix. Sure. Featuring DJ...
Two Creams.
And DJ Mendez.
And DJ Hold the Milk.
Bow, bow, bow.
That's exciting. Actual DJs will... Are you spinning records or just the CDs or... How does that work?
Digital representations of records.
Oh, it's like MP3s and stuff?
Yeah, or it's done by through vinyl.
Okay.
Right. Through vinyl.
Mm, there you go. So there's something we can't do. And it's coming from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
It's The Mix.
Party.
Check out the Facebook,
A&B in the back.
Facebook group.
Wait, no. It's DJ Two Creams in the back.
DJ Two Creams, 613-514.
I would love to actually rap with a real DJ one time in my life. That would be fun. As opposed to just a beat.
Well.
You know. Maybe tonight's the night. No, these guys are embarrassed to be with us. They don't want to be associated.
They don't
want to
be associated.
Yeah. They don't want to be free associated. See how I worked that in there?
Every other Monday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Tune in. You won't be disappointed. I said that sarcastically.
It didn't sound sarcastic.
All right, so Brian and I are going to get out of here. The next show has been setting up for the last half hour or so. So I imagine they're ready to go.
DJ Two Creams, DJ Mendez. They're in the house.
Yep, and that's from 2 to 6 a.m.
They just got into the studio.
When are you on next, by the way?
They're ready to go.
Yeah, we're not doing that right now.
Oh. I will be on next. January 2nd. Book it in your calendar.
That's Monday, 3 to 4 a.m.
3 to 4 p.m.
Sorry, 3 to
yeah.
4 p.m.
Yeah, no, I only go during daytime hours.
All right.
3 to 4 p.m., Monday, January 2nd, Free Association. Check out my previous playlist.
All right, if you want to check out other shows of Moondown Radio, facebook.com/Moondown Radio. All right, everybody else, I hope everybody has a good holiday season, and hopefully we'll be back on the airwaves real soon, and you will hear Brian very shortly, Monday. Peace.
You have been listening to Moondown Radio on CKCU 93.1 FM and CKCUFM.com.
Check out stickam.com/moondownradio for a behind-the-scenes look at the show.
Playlists and past episodes can be found at moondownradio.blogspot.com and on iTunes.